That's how it went in the Heather household.
<It's> exactly.
Abruptly cut off.
You guys are looking at me all confused.
Yeah, wait, wait. Oh, is that touchdown? Oh.
Is that not what happened in your house on Sunday night?
It sounds very, very familiar. So, yeah, we had a little bit of a catastrophe while we were watching the game. We had a neighbor over watching it down in the theater, right? So, which is where it's best to watch a game.
So oh, in the theater. Look
well,
at
that's
you.
That's what we call
bougie.
It. But it's like a big screen of the projector. Yeah. We got the surround sound, right? It's more fun to watch a game down there
sure.
than it is just sitting
it, yeah.
on in your living room.
Well, better in the theater than your bowling alley.
Exactly. Well, the bowling alley, the acoustics isn't right. It kind of stinks too, right? It smells
too
like
slippery. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Anyway, watching the game, right? It's like so into it, and we have our entire house. I mean, I know why we did this, but Colin set this up. Everything in our house turns off at 11:30. The lights turn off.
Sure. I get
the
it.
TVs turn off. The theater turns off. So we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, the lights go out, and we're like, "What the heck?" And then the screen goes black. Sound cuts off. And I mean, I was okay with
comeback.
It, but the guys
yeah,
scrambling to find something on their phone to watch, like what, where's it airing? Trying to find what's happening on the phones because it's different than a TV, like just to grab the remote and turn the TV back on, which does take a,
sure,
a little bit of time.
Yeah.
You have the projector and it takes a minute to like fire up.
Well, it's got to power down and then it's got to power back up. And so it's, and you hear the fan going, you hear all that stuff.
And
right?
It was just mayhem at our house trying to, got to catch the last, you know, most
final
important
moments.
Part
yeah.
of the game, right? Like what's going to happen? Thankfully, at our house, they were eventually able to get everything back up when we saw the end of the game. But
that initial panic.
It was like our neighbor was like, I'm going home. Like I'm running to my house because I got to catch this. Like this is crazy.
Last time I'm coming over. Colin probably thought, fix that problem. Cost me a couple of minutes of the game, but now I don't have to worry about somebody else coming over.
Well, what's so fascinating to me is Colin's the one you said that sets up this timer.
Yes.
The smart home.
And and other people have that. But Colin is the football fanatic. So my, if it isn't the consequences of his own actions, he did it to himself. Because I know we've talked about it, how into these games he gets.
You guys. I mean, I've now seen the ending to this game multiple times because that's all that airs on the TV. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was almost a catastrophe. But I would imagine that maybe not this exact scenario has happened to other people because it's a little unique, but like really bad ways to miss the end of a game.
Especially when you feel like you're in your safe place, you're at home.
You're in your theater.
Nothing could go wrong.
I couldn't believe it.
I have to listen to this other person mindless chatter, but I can still at least watch the game and focus on it. And I don't know that I've ever missed the end of a game like that because I've had it before where you're coming up to the end of a game. This is back before I was doing the Michigan broadcast, before I was even on the pregame, watching the end of a Michigan game. And one of the kids got sick.
Oh.
And so it was a matter, but I was still able to clean up while watching the game and even, you know, taking them to the shower in the bedroom. Like I could put them in there. They could get hosed off while I'm watching the game on the TV in the bedroom. Right. And so I never really missed anything. It just became, somewhat like having a neighbor over that has, you know, too much to talk about. And I'm not saying that's the case. I'm just saying that would be the way I would feel about it. Yes.
Yeah, the way you're talking about this neighbor who we don't know anything about.
No, I don't know him.
Do you not
yes.
like watching games with, like you are a solitude person, right?
I like watching it with my family. They understand how I like to watch a game. And I have become much more flexible in, you know, like I always have the eye on the game, but I may be helping out, you know, Lisa in the kitchen or one of the kids with, you know, whatever's going on. But yeah, the game is always on.
Yeah,
and it's acceptable to be interrupted by family, but non-family, not acceptable.
Colin would prefer, he likes to watch it with his guys. Like he'd rather just have his guys over and watch it that are into the game like he is. Like he does not enjoy when I watch the game with him because I've watched the game and I get into it, but I'm also like, oh, look it, I just found a great deal on a table on Facebook Marketplace. Hey, want to check this out? Like I do get like involved in other things while the game is going on. So
he looks like, what?
He doesn't like that.
What did you just say?
Yeah. I'm like, look
at
this.
But you also understand, like he's probably not fully listening to you either. Like you,
no,
it works
not.
Both
he's
ways.
Like, okay,
yeah. Remember I told you this during the game?
What?
Yeah, I mean, Kelsey will watch the Lions. She doesn't like watching a ton of football. She'll watch the Lions with mm-hmm. me, but it's the same thing. I'm watching the game, and then when the commercials hit, like, she thinks, oh, this is a time to talk. Yeah. I go, no, I'm scrolling Twitter. I'm looking for funny stuff. I'm talking to people.
You're texting,
I'm texting, yeah.
See, Lisa's the opposite. Lisa's really into the game, and she is questioning play calls.
Oh, she's, wow.
She's, you know, why are you doing this? This is stupid. They're stupid. And I'm like, wait, no. I, you know, okay, I would call this. And then we start arguing about what we would call if we were the offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator, or what we would do on this, you know, situation.
So you guys are like a broadcast booth.
Yes, very much. Yeah.
From the living room couch.
Yeah.
But it is interesting because you had an interesting situation with your son. He didn't miss the game because the TV turned off.
No, he missed the game.
He missed the end of the game. Yeah.
He had a license to stay up if he wanted to stay up to watch the game. They're down at, you know, at half. And so he chose at the, you know, down 23-7. Dad, I'm going to go to bed. Okay, bud. You know, we'll see you in the morning.
Thinking,
you know, he's thinking, I just don't want to, I don't want to waste my sleep time by watching a loss.
Right.
So then last night I'm taking him to baseball practice, and he looks at me and he goes, that's the best way to wake up. I'm like, what? He goes, I went to bed thinking that they were going to lose, and I woke up, I checked the score, I checked the box score, and they won. It's the absolute best way to wake up, Dad.
Did he go back and watch? Like, did he rewatch the ending of it?
He's watched some of it. Yeah. I don't think he's going to watch the entire second half. He's seen the highlights.
Yeah.
Did you say, was he, how did he feel going into half? Did he think there was a chance they would come back, or is he kind of resigned to it?
I think he was kind of resigned to, this is going to be a loss. Yes.
You know, I don't think we would have killed him for losing that game. The Lions, I'm talking, you know, in Houston, extra rest for the Texans. I don't think we would have killed them for losing that game.
Oh, but I think you would have been killed for it.
I would have killed them for it?
No, you would have been killed for it. It would have been on you because of the whole 15-2.
I would have had to come in and go, we're running the table. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, the, in terms of the Lions, no. I mean, we kind of all believe there's going to be a loss, if not two more, on the remaining schedule.
But to me, the way I felt at the half was, well, they hadn't played well. They weren't out of it because of what we had talked about, because of, hey, Green Bay and the elements and Minnesota, they're down double digits early on the road. I just felt like, yeah, they're going to need some plays.
Yeah.
They're going to need some stops. They're going to need a couple breaks. They need to stop throwing the ball to the other team.
Yeah. I'm curious for our listeners, though. Did you turn it off? Mm-hmm. Did you lose faith? Or did you just simply resign yourself to, it's not our day, I'm going to go ahead and go to bed? What point of the game was that? And then what was your reaction in the morning when you saw that there was a magnificent comeback and you missed it?
Let us know. 248-539-9797. Phones and ticket text. How about this ticket text? Did you see this video? Delta Airline flights. There's a video going around. The final seconds of the Lions game, the flight attendant comes on and starts talking right before the field goal is kicked.
Oh, no.
The plane starts yelling at her to stop because it's going to cut out the TV. Joel. Now, the video I saw, they did see the kick go up and through, and then the plane cheered. But could you imagine being in that spot?
Oh, my goodness. Who you're watching it. Yeah, there's nothing worse than, you know, obviously there are certain announcements that they have to make. Hey, we're starting our descent. You could, wait.
Give us 30 seconds.
Yeah, give us 30 seconds. Wait for the kick so that the screen doesn't go blank and you have to listen to...
Announcement in progress. Mm-hmm. Let's get to Mike in Waterford. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, so I was watching the game, like, the whole first half. The mood was not very good in the house. Wife was quiet. Baby's crying. Like, I'm just not having a great time. I got to put the baby to bed at halftime. I come back after doing that. She's about 2 months old, so it takes kind of a little while. Come back in the fourth, and I'm like, oh, my God, Texans haven't scored. You know, we're starting to climb back up, and, just getting the game back together, I was like, I can't believe what I'm even watching. I was so happy going to sleep, even though I was so tired.
Oh, yeah.
But it was so great.
So, Mike, no, mm-hmm. no earbuds while you're putting the baby to sleep? You could still listen to the game.
I've been there.
It's time. You can't miss it.
Yeah, you know when you're holding the baby, though, and you're like, if I bend down and I go to grab those, it's over.
Right. Yeah, so if they're not in previously, yeah.
Yeah, that was my fault. I definitely probably should have popped them back in, but, I kind of thought a little bit that, like, you know, this maybe might be our one or, you know, one of two losses that we were going to get coming forward. Because I'm on John's bus with the 14-3.
Okay. It's a smart bus. Yep. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But yeah, you guys have a good one. Thank you.
You too.
Ye of little faith.
If there's nothing worse than holding a sleep, trying to get a child to sleep, knowing that you want to be watching something, you're not. And that's when they just won't go to sleep. You play the Samuel L. Jackson, you know, YouTube video in your head time and time again, because all other nights it feels like, boom, 5 minutes, they're out. Lay them down, you're back to whatever you were doing. But when you really want to watch something, those kids will just not go to sleep.
John, you brought up your son, Jack, who made the choice.
Oh, yeah, he made the choice. Going to bed.
Halftime, going to sleep.
Monday morning.
Got to do it. Ticket Texter says, I'm a Ravens fan. I showered and went to bed at halftime last Thursday night. I feel your son's joy waking up the next morning. Texter says, their buddy sent them a message saying, get Goff out of the game, put in Hendon Hooker. I made sure to remind him what a dumbass he was. Go Lions. That's from Quick in a Truck.
Put in Hendon Hooker like he's going to manufacture the comeback.
My three-month-old woke me up to feed, turned on the game with 3 minutes left. What a kick. Thanks, buddy. Looking out for me.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Several people have said that they, quote, downgraded the screen. They went from like the 70-inch in the living room to the phone, kind of winding down for bed.
Oh, yeah. Watching in bed. Yeah,
just kind of, hey, see how this goes. Maybe keep the faith alive just a little bit before going to sleep. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.